He hosts the Feral Fiction Poetry Series in Burbank, California from 2005 to 2013. If you are interested in reading some of his work, please visit his literary website at rumraiser.com, where you can also find links for his books, the latest. And as far as I know, the only poet that has ever been stabbed in the face at a poetry reading, Angel Perales.
I wrote this one during the first Occupy movement. I believe my liver is diseased. I wake throwing up blood most mornings. I don't know why. Dengue fever, perhaps. I've let my body swell to the size of a mat. I've a rash down the left side of my neck, delineating my jugular. The back of my thighs throb. My aorta throbs. And I drink. I drink most mornings standing on numb legs. King of my own vomitarium. Heartburn cinches my throat. I chew antacids like breath mint. I have not washed clothes since last year. All is strewn on the carpet. My bed sheet tore while adjusting my mattress. Books, bottles, soda cans. At least I don't smoke. I shower, but I have to remember to buy soap. I brush my teeth with mouthwash. I shave with mouthwash. I hate cigarette smoke. I stay in California because I can drink and not have to tolerate smoke. Tuesday, I walk into sunlight. Somewhere on Sunset Boulevard, from the frolic room or west up there, maybe from a Maggie's bar down Gower Gulch. I wonder at the brightness. I hear film stock reeling through the shutter. My eyes begin to flicker. This movie is much too bright. And the circus comes to town for Halloween masked in daylight. The Lakers won another championship. Look at all the police on the horseback. I stop. Basketball was hijacked a year ago and hidden behind the bedding windows of a dog track in Hialeah. These cholos are too clean cut, talking too calmly into cell phones. I spot a sign. He reads, "Free Leonard Peltier." I'm in the wrong fucking movie. He reads, "Free Mumia." Another sign reads, "Osama, your mom." Okay, that's better. I spot Humbert Humbert. He looks at me like he knows the tragedy of my uncle's attic. A big black rat wearing a fedora scurries next to me, stands on hind legs, shadow boxing. And the cops beat their clubs on transparent shields like Zulu warriors, march 3 steps forward and 4 steps back. Kabuki cheerleaders guarding samurai armor wave pom-poms. I hobble down the street. I'm Billy Idol for a millisecond. I sneer. Sometimes, in the shower, I don't bother getting out when I take a shit. Yellow fever swirls around my ankles before swirling down the drain. I realize the predicament I have stumbled upon. A war protest in Hollywood. The clean-cut cholos simultaneously double-beat their Lexus car alarms. All the cardboard signs now denigrate the president and the Iraqi war. The homeless still wander about aimlessly. I spot Pee Wee Herman in a trench coat. Before I hop on my photographic equipment,